You beat those stamp Nazis with good old-fashioned American complaining.
Homer, if it weren't for you, we'd be at the mercy of weekend philatelists.
You know, why didn't you just say stamp collectors?
Because I'm tired of dumbing myself down for you.
Live from King Cola's Castle, this is the award-winning stamp show here today. If you can dream it, we can collect it. Brought to you by the Southern Nevada Philatelic Research Center, a nonprofit 501c3 corporation for the advancement of philately. You can support this witless tosh by joining the Stamp Show Here Today community. The cost is only $10 for a lifetime membership. We are an APS-affiliated club. Listen to the end credits for information on joining. This is Cash.
This is Mark.
This is Jim.
This is Scott.
And our podcast has not been received by people as much as it could be. So I'd like to speak about rap music on this one, really, really get in depth into it so that we can address to a broader audience.
Hip-hop audience,
you know, younger people. So in Southern California, a woman defrauded the U.S. Post Office of $150 million.
It'd be nice if they'd go after the ones that only defraud them for $150.
Yeah, I will read it. It says, a San Gabriel Valley woman has admitted to defrauding the U.S. Postal Service of more than $150 million.
All right. Her name is Liwan Chen.
Angela Chen.
I think it's a Canadian name.
Yes. He 51 years old. You can't tell women's ages. Ugh. So incorrect. Of Walnut, California. Carried out a scheme by using counterfeit postage to ship tens of millions of packages, many of which included rap music CDs and paraphernalia. From November 2019 to May 2023, wow, so the post office was really on the ball with this one.
Yeah.
Chen and her accomplice, Chihuahua? Is that... it looks like...
Juan Hua Hu. Right. Also a Canadian name, I'm pretty sure.
Looks like Chihuahua, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hua Hu, also 51 years old, owned and operated a package shipping company in the city of Industry. The company provided shipping services for China-based logistic businesses, including rap businesses. To save money, okay, here's how they did it. To save money,
Who
created fake postage stamps to ship packages by printing duplicate and counterfeit net stamps, which are stamps purchased online from third-party vendors and printed onto adhesive paper.
So they were printing intelligent mail barcode stamps.
Like, what are the big companies? I mean, they're listed.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Yeah.
Zazzle.
Zazzle. Pitney Bowes, I think, does it also. What are the numbers? Like CMs, aren't they, in the Scouts catalog?
CVP.
Yeah. In November 2019, authorities became aware of the counterfeiting operation and who fled the country.
He's not on first anymore.
All right. And moved to China, where he continued making counterfeit postage. He's continuing?
Who?
I am shocked.
China?
Who's continuing?
Who?
Bunch of damn owls.
The Canadians have exported their business.
I thought it was the Canadian Counterfeit Post, the CCP, but no, it's in China? I am shocked.
I am shocked also. But who is printing them? That's the question.
Right.
Or the answer.
That's the answer.
I don't know. It's on second.
So in 2019, they became aware of it, and
he checked out. He left. She's here holding the bag.
And 5 years later, they came down immediately and harsh.
Right.
So U.S. Postal Service, thank you very much.
She's serving a 60-day sentence.
No, I think who is. Who is?
Who?
Who? So everybody got back just recently from Westpex, which is a stamp show held over in Burlingame, which is just south of San Francisco Airport. Lots of rap music going on in that area. Mm-hmm. Scott, when you were there, did you see any rap music?
I did not see any. I might have heard a little bit, but I'm not sure.
So instead of, if you didn't see any of the rap music, what else was going on at the stamp show?
Well, I saw somebody get licked.
Who? Who got licked?
Who?
No, he's over in China.
So how was the show?
It was okay. Foot traffic was probably down from pre-pandemic, but it was definitely up over last year, I thought. Just from the way it looked. I mean, last few stamp shows I've been to, the at the opening bell on the first day, there's been almost no crowd waiting to get in, but there definitely was a small group of people waiting to get in this time.
That's a slightly good sign.
Yeah, and it
people showing up early and wanting to get in quickly.
Yeah, yeah, and it seemed to last until mid-afternoon each day before it really got slow. Sunday was slow, but they closed the show an hour earlier than previous years.
Well, Sunday's always slow because people come in the morning mostly to just pick up stuff.
Right.
And then they take off.
But and most dealers need to get out of there or want to get out of there so they can get out of the city before they have to get a hotel room, which I don't blame them. The hotel rooms there are quite pricey.
How much was your hotel room?
A little over 200.
Oh, harsh.
A night.
Oh, you know,
and that was the show rate.
Oh,
the non-show rate was probably another $100 more than that.
Wow. Well, in Hartford, and I mean, this is one of the reasons why I might not go to Hartford. Their show rate, or excuse me, the show hotel is $260 a night. Their show rate is $240. I just got the email. They were saying you get $20 off. And I'm going, $20 off? I mean, $20 is $20.
I booked a little lower than that.
Oh, how much did you get for?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but it was definitely under $200.
Oh, wow. That's a good deal. So, Mark, you went also.
But I booked in the first block, so.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, everybody at this table went except me.
Right.
So, Mark, where did you see it? Because you went to the auction also.
Right. I went to the auction. I went to show floor. I spent about $3,500 there. And then the auction, it was pretty good. I mean, Skylar Rumsey, he calls auction from the Thursday before the show all day, all night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then into Sunday. I think he ended up around 6 o'clock at night or something like that. But yeah, I mean, it was just constant. You know, stuff being auctioned. So yeah, I picked up stuff at the auction. There was some tough bidding at the auction. You know, but I did pick up some singles, so that's kind of nice.
Have you noticed prices going up, down, sideways? The market's crashing, the market's booming, what?
Westpex is a hard auction to really throw into that category because they always bring, a lot of stuff brings over what the estimates are. In the Westpex auction, and that a lot of times will have to do with the convening societies, or whatever. But people, when you attend and you're on the floor, you tend to get caught up in the moment. And you bid a little more than you intend to. Whereas if it's an online auction or a remote auction, it's easier to step back and say, "I'm done bidding." So I think the prices are probably a little up. Because it was there were more people on the floor bidding, but other than that, it was a good auction. Things were selling, and there were definitely lots that were fought over.
Well, I've seen auction prices increasing significantly over the last 2 months. It kind of died down around tax time, but it always does. We're getting into the slower months now, so we'll see what happens over between now and August. Usually, honestly, the APS show, the summer show and that the APS puts on each year, is really sort of the bottom of the market, and then they spark in some new vigor into it. And after the APS show, then the market resumes again. So between now and the APS show, I'm kind of expecting prices to be weaker, but they're still significantly up from last year. It's difficult to put percentages on it because some things move far more than other things. But I'm going to say that from last year to this year, we easily have a 15% increase in stamp prices at the upper levels. At the lower levels, junk is still junk. You know, nickel stamps are still worth a nickel. But at the upper ends, I think that you've seen about a 15%, except in some cases where, you know, Siegel just had an auction where prices went crazy loco wacko. And if you want to see some of those, go on Facebook. And, you know, people are discussing some of those prices that just are unheard of. I mean, they're just huge.
Yeah. Yeah, as part of the auctions this past weekend, Skylar had a very high-end U.S. collection, which I didn't even attend the auctions because it was just going to be punishment if I went. But I'm not sure what the prices realized were there. I was paying attention to the poor man's auction.
So, Jim, what did you see?
Well, first of all, I did all of those things also. And I'd like to say the one dealer in Hawaii that I visited told me they had their best show of Westpex they've ever had. So,
give me a shout out. Who was it?
Oh, it was Pam Voigt.
Yep.
And she's been going to Westpex for as long as I can remember.
Well, that's because she lives.
Yeah.
Her shop has always been, you know, 2 miles from the show venue.
Yeah.
Which they've recently relocated. They're no longer in Burlingame. They're in Menlo Park now.
Don't blame them.
But they're
San Francisco, for those of you across the country, San Francisco is kind of a place to be avoided now as opposed to a center where everybody wants to go.
So anyway, she did a very brisk business. I was interested in looking at covers, and so I sat down, and she had a box of Hawaii covers, and like a red box size. And she said, should have come yesterday. I had 3 of those boxes, and now I only have 1. So that kind of told me, gee, the Hawaii Society was meeting,
yep.
So, study group. So was the Nevada Postal Study Group. And so that made it a little harder pickings for me on the floor. I did pick up a nice territorial cover, and I also won a lot in the auction on a Virginia City Pony Express cover. So I had a pretty good show. I do have to make a correction about what I said last week about the Humboldt Express stamp, because while I was there, I did see and was able to examine the 86L1 Humboldt Express 25-cent stamp that was canceled in Carson City with a Langton's cancel. And I believe I said last week that it was only known with Unionville and Star City cancel town names. So obviously the two ends did have canceling. And for accuracy's sake, I think need to mention that. But I didn't get that stamp.
How much was it?
Well, the one in the auction went for 40% above catalog.
Yeah.
It was a used copy, and with the juice and everything, it's going to be about $1,800. Catalog's
$1,250.
So that kind of tells you what. And there were other areas like.
Well, if I recall, you said there were like 40 of the stamps.
Yeah.
So when one comes up, you either buy it or you have no chance.
There's probably more than that because obviously in trying to do a census on the number of cover or stamps you have, you only see a certain amount.
Yeah.
That hit auctions and so forth. But yeah, it's still a very scarce stamp, just as a stamp standalone.
So that's what you didn't buy. What did you buy?
Well, that's what I said. I did buy a Pony Express cover, a Virginia City Pony Express cover.
This was with the Wells Fargo stamp on it?
Yeah, but not the Transcontinental, the Virginia City 25-cent stamp.
Oh, okay.
And then the other cover that I bought was a very ornate, hand-drawn, addressed cover from Austin, Nevada Territory, 1864.
Describe that one. That's a weird-looking.
It's hard to describe. It's multicolor. And it looks like somebody, what are those little pen art things that you have that you can draw the fancy designs? And it looked like something that was drawn with pens and that. And then the address was all sculpted out around it. It was very ornate. And it took longer to do that than it did to cross the plains to get to Austin. And anyway, it was just too good to pass up. So I bought that. So I had it was a good show, and I enjoyed the auction, renewing some acquaintances that have made over the years, and so it was nice.
Any rap music?
Nope, it was hard to hear music.
Oh, okay.
A lot of chattering going on about stamps around me.
How about you, Mark? Any rap music?
They could have been rapping. I don't know. I think there was some rapping where the exhibits were.
Oh, yeah. But nobody goes over there.
Some of the judges and so forth, I think, were rapping.
You know, that was one of the things. I need to put my chicken exhibit in someplace, and I need to put the reperf exhibit up someplace, and I need to ship those off. I think that where is the next show at, Scott?
There was a show and the Rocky Mountain Stamp Show in May in Denver.
May.
Aurora, actually.
Let me see if I can ship it there.
That's about 4 weeks away.
Yeah. See if their exhibits are closed. So anything else you want to talk about for the show? Then keep collecting and enjoy rap.
We need your help. Nothing on the internet is free, including our phone and internet connections. So you can support the podcast by joining the Stamp Show Here Today Club. The cost is $10 for a lifetime membership. Please include your APS member number, as we are an APS-affiliated club. Your support is greatly appreciated. Our brand new spanking address is 5965 Harrison Drive, Suite 6 in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120.
You left out the word glorious.
Fabulous.
Because you don't put that on the letter.
Oh. Well, you could.
You could, yeah.
You could, yeah.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Sideshow Mel, Corporal Punishment, Tina Ballerina, Owen from Knot's Landing, Miss Donna Mills. Oh, she was a sport. We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun, but now the time has come to go. If this still clown was found dead in his bed tomorrow, I'd be in heaven still doing this show. See you some other time!
Stamp collecting happens when we dream together.